Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast. As we continue these 40 days of hope, let's rejoice in the word of our Lord and Savior that is laid on our hearts again today. Mark, would you read those verses for us, please?
Yeah, Neo, our passage for today is Psalm 27, verses 4 and 5. I'm going to read from the New American Standard Bible. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. Neil, how many of us as Christians have run to the Lord in his house, in his tabernacle, at the day of trouble? And I think that's what makes what we're going through right now extremely difficult for so many of us, is because part of what's taken away from us in this crisis is the ability to meet together in church and in the Lord's house. These verses from Psalm 27 are some of my favorite when I think about the reason I go to church and the reason I worship the Lord. And it's not just about what I do for him, but worship is really about what he's blessing me with. That I can see his beauty in his house, that I can meditate upon his word, that he will protect me and shelter me in the secret place of his tabernacle. He will lift me up on the rock of my salvation and remind me day after day, week after week, that I have been forgiven in Christ. What I'd like to share with our listeners today about this passage is that though we miss church, and though we struggle at times because this place of protection is taken away from us, we have all the same blessings still that we get in church. Everything that makes church spiritually beneficial and protective for our lives is still with us every time we open up the scriptures, every time we hear God's message on a platform like this or through a service video. God is able to protect us through that just the same as if we were sitting in the pew. And that's really a great source of comfort and hope as we are in days of trouble right now, that the Lord promises to keep us safe in body and soul. What do you think about with these verses?
I like what everything you said there about the dwelling with the Lord, the reminder of the temple and how the Lord continues to help us to long and yearn for being there with him and listening to his holy word. I really focus in on that first verse. You know, it reminds me of other sections of scripture with the Psalms normally do that. You know, one thing I've desired of the Lord, and I think of Jesus speaking to Mary and Martha, you know, talking about the one thing needful. And he talks about, that's what I'm going to seek. That's what David's saying. That one thing needful, my time with the Lord, is what I'm going to seek. You think of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things that we're worried about. When he says, don't worry, he's going to take care of those as well. And of course, that third line there, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. How can you not think of Psalm 23? The Lord will be with me. His rod and his staff will comfort me. Just like you were saying, you know, that's the joy about being with the Lord in his word, whether in his house or in our own homes. The Lord is going to continue to lead us in the way that we should go so that we're able to look forward to spending that eternal life with him, so that we would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's what we can continue to look forward to still today.
We'll close with prayer. Dear Lord, sometimes we wonder, where can we go to in this time of trouble when our church doors are closed? Help us remember what you promise in these verses. Help us have the same desire of faith to seek you as David did. Let us understand and trust that your beauty is beheld in your word, that we can meditate upon the scriptures as they're spoken to us, even when we're in our homes. Give us confidence to believe that you will keep us, you will shelter us under your protection and power in these times of trouble. help this be our source of hope and trust in the days moving forward, Lord. Lead us to be strengthened in the many different ways that we have to share your word in these days until we can meet again in your house. Keep our confidence and trust not in ourselves or how best we worship you, but ultimately in the hope of the gospel that you bring us, the message that our Savior is the beauty of our salvation. All of these things we ask in his name. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.